鸭翅汤备在里面，然后说麻的还是哪里麻的。
Yada wants to tell you something in, as a way of closing the retreat, ending the retreat. He wants to thank everybody who made this retreat possible and also the yogis. And he's been very heartened by the practice of all the yogis. And everybody. So the retreat has ended, but please don't end your practice. He says delusion likes it when yogis say this to themselves. The retreat has ended. Or
no,
the meditation. Oh, meditation. It's, you know, it's time to finish meditating. Something like that.
Yes.
Because then defilement can play. You can have a party. He says the defilements, if they see yogis go on long retreats, the defilements say, okay, you want to go for 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, 1 year, 2 years? Okay, now your turn. After that, it's my turn. So never let go of the practice. Never slack off. Because this mind seems to have become the home of the defilements. But actually, he says, we are the owners of this home, this mind, and it seems like the defilements, we had invited them in as guests, but they've made themselves so comfortable and they've kicked us out of our own home. So he says, we're trying to get back home. So make an effort so that we can get back home, he said, to our own minds. And meditation only has a beginning, it has no end. If someone really understands the Dhamma meditation, he says they will never stop. Because the moment we stop, we well know that the defilements will come back. They will find, make this place their home again. But really, a retreat is a place to come and learn how to practice. But the place to really practice is at home. So bring the Dhamma into our lives. If our life is separate and Dhamma is a separate thing, he says, then it's life will be Adhamma without
Dhamma.
If Dhamma is only in the retreat center and it's without Dhamma at home, then it's not working out. So it's really important to really practice at home because the defilements really happen at home. He says, you can choose to not practice at home. After all, we've been doing it whether we choose to or not. But life becomes complicated. It's a bit chaotic. So if we want our lives to become more peaceful, if we want to become good human beings, he says, then we must continue practicing at home. And the nature of the practice, the Dhamma, is that the longer we live with it, the stronger it will get. And particularly if we want really deep insights into higher insights, into really into ultimate reality and so on, then we need a lot of strength, a lot of momentum in the practice. And this momentum is so important because we have to take the practice to the point where we are not trying to practice, but the practice has taken over and it's showing us the way. And then that natural practice, that natural wisdom and awareness will take us all the way. At that point in Pali it's called Bala, Vipassana, strong Vipassana. Strong as in really strong. At that time the understanding of anatta is very, very strong. Not a person practicing, but nature practicing, the Dhamma doing its work. While we are still putting in personal effort, he says, it's not easy. We might get some insights, but they're not very strong. They won't be so deep. So, and when does this momentum come? He says, when the defilements are less. When we've learned all the lessons we need to learn, the defilements are less, and that the Dhamma has gained a lot of momentum. When the defilements have truly sort of abated in the mind, he says, that's when those insights, when they arise, can be very, very strong. And when we practice at home, it's not very different. It's the same objects, the same people we meet every day. We do the same work most every day. Day after day, we meet the same environment, the same people, the same situations. And with awareness, we should be getting more and more mature about this. Seattle has a very large family. Just brothers and sisters, 10. When he was young, he was not close to them. Everybody just spent time with their own friends. But as they've grown and they've all, like, each in their own way, practiced, taken part in the Dhamma, he says they've grown older. It's the same people. He says, yes, when they were young, they used to fight, not get along, but they've got more mature. And now they have a common interest, the Dhamma. And now they're closer. They get along better. They love each other more.
So,
so what he's trying to say is that you meet these same people, the same external objects all the time, then we need to become mature about them and become closer to them, more friendly with them.
That
that love and metta become stronger, but attachment is not as strong. When we see our family, does it make us happy or does it make us agitated? How do we feel? Truly, even if we had aversion, anger, a lot of attachment, then we should be watching these very feelings. We should be watching these feelings so that we begin to understand them and they begin to decrease. Then family life, the longer we live it, will become better. And the same goes for work. It's the same work, same people, same office. Then the longer we work, if we're watching ourselves and those defilements, then it should be becoming better and better. There was somebody who was, you know, who knows Siado, and he began practicing at home. He's a businessman, and after years of practicing, he also began to take more active part in his household. And not just, you know, concentrating on his business. And he said the reason he began to take part more actively at home, he saw that when he did anything with awareness, then that became a very noble activity. So he didn't mind washing dishes or sweeping the floor. Everything was a noble activity.
So,
He said he went through that period where, you know, he seemed to be going to work every day. All he did was eat and sleep, work, and eat and sleep and work. And he says he found it so boring, it was so routine, and he got depressed because he felt like this was all life was. There was no meaning to life. But when he began practicing at home and the wisdom started to grow, then he realized that the meaning of life comes through the practice. When the wisdom is always growing. And then life is always new. Every day is new. Every moment is new. Every mind is new. Every object is new. So every moment is interesting. There's always something to learn from. Siado sees the meaning of life as the pursuit of wisdom. He says if we should continue to have more lives, then his aspiration is that we continue to pursue higher and higher and more evolved levels of wisdom. He says, so please continue to try to practice at home. It's only when you become able to practice at home that you will truly understand the meaning of the Dhamma. But it's not easy, he said. Nobody gets it right away. Nobody has 100% awareness. But when we practice at home, we have to bring out all the wisdom we already have, all our intelligence, and actively explore how we can meditate, how we can continue to
meditate.
The defilements that we will come across when we are at home are real defilements. They are not bluffing. He said, so all our qualities that work when we meditate, the effort, the samadhi, the sati, the faith, the wisdom, have all got to be as strong, as real, to deal with those defilements. It's gone. He remembered something and now it's gone.
Yeah,
he says the mind is so quick. Came and it went. Are you trying to eat chinwa?
Oh, yeah, I have to.
And when we are practicing or trying to practice at home, don't judge too much your practice. He says, don't think about how the practice should be, the result, how good the awareness should be or momentum should be. Don't think about that. Just think about simply being here as much as you can be. He says the nature of greed that it is that it only thinks of results. But the nature of wisdom is that it thinks of how to get to the result. It looks at the present moment itself. How is the present moment? How much are we doing? And wisdom recognizes that if we are doing A, and we are doing A with X amount of intelligence, then we will get, you know, AX amount of results. Just an equation. If we become more skillful, then that equation will become stronger. So it's important to learn to become skillful. But to learn, he says, we don't have to do much. All we have to do is actually be aware. That's all. Without any judgment of the moment or whether we're learning or not, nothing like that. Just be aware. And as much as we can. And he says, we already have wisdoms that are innate in us. And those wisdoms will come out and speak for themselves when there's enough awareness. So we need patience and perseverance. We need this effort, right effort, that lasts forever. Long term.
อ่ะก็ได้ไปลงไปครั้งนี้เดี๋ยวตะนี้ใช้ดูอืมย้ายดาก็ย้ายดาเว้ยตะนี้กัดไปย้ายดาบ้ามาแล้วโดจนน่ะหมอตะนี้ทาย้ายไล่ดาเว้ยだใบแม้หนีได้หนีได้ย้ายรู้สิสึกกะตะนี้ทามึงกูแลหนีทาบะโลที่เดเปียบะโลเป้เบเนียที่เลยอืมหนีได้หนีได้ย้ายหนีได้ปลุฟ่าอินปลุฟ่าตัดล่ะตูตีดาเลยกูโคเฉินนี่กูตะนี้ทามีดาสึกเฉินนี่สึกลุบลุบดาเลยตีเนี่ย
When he played ping pong, that so long as he was mindful and he played every day, he says then he didn't have to try to improve. All he did was know that he was playing and he played every day. And he says he could feel how the mind would start noticing how he's holding the bat, the angle of the ball coming, how much power he is using to hit the ball, and the mind began adjusting by itself. And as he played every day, then his game got better and better. But he wasn't trying to improve. All he did was know that he was playing. The mind knows. It really knows. It knows a lot more than we do. Yeah, it's a very powerful mind that we have. Yeah, the mind is, he says, amazing in its power, because all we have to do is pay attention to ourselves and the mind will do the rest for us. We don't understand this nature, he says, so we don't know how to use it or trust it. He says, if we truly practice long term, every day, he says, we'll begin to understand the practice and our practice will change. It will not be like when we first began to practice. When the wisdom becomes stronger, then the practice changes.
We start a practice with anapana, breathe in, breathe out, rising, falling, rising.
How many years have we been doing that? He said, breathing in, out, rising, falling. He says, when we talk about how long we've been practicing meditation, we're really talking about how long it has been since we first met meditation, so to speak. But he says, if we accumulate all the time that we have actually spent meditating in all these years, maybe we've I've practiced 19 years, or it's been 19 years since I started. He says, but how, if I put together all the minutes and hours that I've actually spent being aware, he said, what would it add up to? Let's not say 10 years, he said. He said, if it even added up to 2 years, we'd be quite wise. He says, so if you don't believe him, try it. he says, you don't have to believe him. Try it. Yeah. So he just wants to say that.
Try.
Please try. Please try it out for yourself.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mickey Mouse the chimp. Now it's time to say goodbye.
Okay.